Thank you for calling customer support. This is Willie. How can I help you today?
Well, my name is Leroy Eads, and I've got an issue in charging my debit card a couple of days ago.
Okay, let me get some information from you. We'll take a look at your account. What is your zip code, please?
65633.
Thank you. And you say your name was Leroy Eads?
Leroy, yes, L-E-E-R-O-Y, Eads, E-A-D, as in dog, S as in Sam.
Thank you. And your address, please?
396 Pacific Drive, Crane, Missouri.
All right. Thank you so much. Give me a moment for your account to populate, and we'll take a look and get you the information you're requesting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, our system just taking a little bit longer than usual. All right, yes, sir. It looks like on the 10th of November, you signed up for to receive a toolbox, and that was $5.74. Yeah. And with that, there was a trial, and you didn't cancel that trial, so you were charged for what we it's our mystery box, where we said you can sit a mystery box, a mystery product every month, and that's where the charge of the $56.95 came from.
No, no, I'm not paying that. You can refund it and shut this whole thing down. Because I'm already talking to my bank, and I'm going to stop this.
Yes, sir. Have you filed a dispute with your bank?
I'm going to tomorrow morning.
Okay. Give me one moment to see what I can do to assist you with this, okay? I'm going to place you on a brief hold if that's okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for holding for Mercedes. Now, looking back over your account, I do see where, you know, whenever you sign up for our products, you do have to agree to our terms and conditions, and that is listed. Now, when you go, I know you did mention your bank. If you go to your bank, they're going to ask us for our website information, and we're going to send them those terms and conditions. But what I can do as a courtesy to you today, I can offer that 50% refund, sir.
I'm going to file a grievance tomorrow morning with my bank.
Okay, so are you accepting the 50% refund or no, sir?
I want my $59.95 back, or I'm filing a grievance tomorrow. I'm also going to call an attorney in the area this phone number is, and I am going to try to get a hold of the county prosecutor, whoever I can, and file a formal complaint.
Okay, give me one moment to see what else I can do for you, okay?
We can shut this whole thing down right now. Give me my money back.
All right, sir. Give me one moment, if you don't mind. Let me place you on a really brief hold, and I'll be right back to see what we can do for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mercedes, I was able to go ahead and refund those funds back to your account. It will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. I do have a cancellation number for you as well.
say again, I'm having a...
Yes, sir. I was able to refund those funds back to your account, the $56.95, and I do have a cancellation number for you as well.
Okay.
All right. C as in Charlie, 262-584-340.
You got me a what number? What is this number?
Cancellation number.
Okay, let me write this down. You said C as in Charlie.
262-584-340.
584-340. 34. Okay, got it. All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day, sir. Thanks for calling customer service.
Bye.